Girl, I'd rather be naked than starving.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
What?
The world will end in 150 years. Prepare.
You could drink rum.
Yeah, bring out the rum.
You could get scurvy.
Has all the rum gone? I can make clothes out of anything.
Out of the food that you get on your plate.
Exactly.
Bacon-wrapped Angela.
Yes.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast, this night or day or morning, whenever you are listening. This is Tie-Dye and Gelato. We will be doing Would You Rather today.
Woo-hoo! Best intro.
Best intro ever. Corey, you have to always introduce podcasts.
Anyways, anyhow, we're just going to be going through these questions I've prepared. Some lumley, some loverly, would you rather questions.
Loverly?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And we will all respond individually, okay?
Okay.
Julie's dying over here. Yeah, I wish that the listeners could see Julie's face. She is cringing.
Hates everything. Cringe? About this.
That's your cringing face?
Yeah, it is.
It looks a lot like a smile and a laughing face. I do say. Okay, so our very first question comes from the Whack Shack.
Oh!
Where Julie and Angela used to live together when they were in school together. It's a very deep and personal question. It has a place in all of our hearts. We ask all of our friends, would you rather marry a sloth or die alone? Bailey?
I don't think I've ever answered. Actually, maybe I have, but I cannot remember.
So to clarify, if you marry the sloth, you don't get to marry anybody else. You're married to the sloth. The other option is
polygamy is illegal.
Yeah. You don't get to marry the sloth and you're still alone.
And you have no pets.
And you
that
can't
is the
marry
other
anybody.
Stipulation.
You can't have pets.
Would you rather question is very detailed.
It is.
My answer is obvious. Like, it is an obvious answer. I would marry that sloth.
What?
I would marry that sloth so fast.
My answer is very obvious of I would die alone.
I think I would also die alone.
Yeah. A sloth! Imagine waking up in the morning and you see his little smiling face looking at you.
You're married to him! It's like the concept of marriage I can't get over.
People don't need to know that.
If I had a pet sloth, that would be fine. It's like...
But what if you had to get some like legal records and then they were like, you have a spouse? And you're like, yeah, the sloth,
sloth.
That's sitting on...
Yeah, you do have to like claim it on legal things.
Yeah.
I think that would be dope.
My dependent... My husband.
No. It's not a dependent. That's like a child. It's your spouse. So you're like, for.
They have a job and everything?
Well, for filing taxes, you are married filing jointly.
No, you can file separately.
This is so specific.
You can
That's
do,
an option for real
that
life
is,
married
you're right.
people.
You could,
so.
Well, your choices are either married filing jointly or married filing separately. But you have to do it married. You can't be a single taxpayer.
I think you probably make a lot of money being the person, like, the crazy person married to the sloth.
You think you make a lot of money?
Well,
yeah, the publicity and, like, people would want you at their weddings and birthday parties.
Imagine coming
with your spouse.
Right.
What would you do, Corey?
I would marry the sloth.
All right.
Because it's better than being alone.
I can't get behind
it.
Yeah.
Like, you can have friends.
You're either, like, you get this sloth for the rest of your life, or you are lonely for the rest of your life.
You're not
it's like,
lonely. You have friends. You just don't have a sloth
It says,
spouse.
Would you rather marry a sloth or die alone?
You cannot cuddle your friends.
Excuse me?
What did we just do right before just, I record we just, recorded this?
You can just imagine, though, the...
Go on.
Imagine what?
Just cuddling your cute little
sloth husband? Yeah, that's why I'd rather die alone. Oh,
I think that sounds so fun.
To be fair, I have heard that sloths are pretty stinky.
That is true.
Oh, I would keep him
so
clean.
Are men.
That was me. That was me.
All right, so I guess we see how everybody stands on this.
And that's like a 50-50.
Yep.
Yep.
It's a very controversial question.
It's shocking that so many people don't want to marry the sloth. To me, it is obvious.
Yeah,
I
to
know.
Me, it's obvious.
Spencer
also.
Is nodding. Spencer is with me.
Yeah, Spencer would marry the sloth.
Are you
Julie
sloth
wanted.
Or no sloth?
Julie is no sloth. Spencer is yes
Spencer
sloth.
Spencer is yes sloth.
Yeah.
We're split.
We've talked about this
okay,
a lot
well,
of
we're
times.
Split.
All
Next
right.
question. That
well,
was it.
Our next question actually comes from Sienna. Oh. Would you rather have a closet that gives you any article of clothing from any brand that you want at any time, or a plate that gives you any food you want at any time?
Plate, for sure. I don't care about my clothes. Give me the food.
Agreed.
Okay.
So I have thought long and hard about this question over years.
What?
And I, no, seriously, seriously. And I still am unable to come up with an answer. I think I would probably pick the clothes. And here's why. Food to me is something very, very special. And I think that having a plate that would give me any food that I want at any time would make it less special. Mm. Also, I know that I would eat so much because I get snacky all the time. And the fact that there are not snacks keep me from snacking all the time. I like food. I like snacks. So, like, I don't think I would actually want to have, like, an unlimited supply of food all the time. But think about how cool it would be with the clothes. Like, you get clothes, as many clothes as you want. If you want, you can then sell those clothes. You can turn it into a business. I mean...
You could turn the food into a business also.
I mean, yeah, but... Yeah.
I don't want to clean the plate every time, you know? You gotta...
It...
That's true.
Valid point, Bailey.
Thank you.
Just based off of laziness.
I pick clothes.
I'm thinking, like, survival situation. Do I want a closet full of clothes or a plate that's gonna feed?
But if you were cold, you could be like, I want a jacket.
Girl, or I could drink some soup.
Girl, I'd rather be naked than starving.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
What?
Yeah.
I'm with Sienna on this
one. Zombie apocalypse is gonna happen. And when that happens, I want to have a plate with unlimited food.
I want food.
Okay, that's my number one concern when the zombie apocalypse happens.
I can make clothes out of anything.
Out of the food that you get on your plate.
Exactly.
Bacon wrapped Angela.
Yes. Exactly.
I think the clothes.
Hey, if Lady Gaga can do it, I can make a meat dress too.
That's really right. What are your reasons, Bailey, for the clothes?
I would gain too much. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I would gain too much weight if I had the plate. It would be really, really bad. I would just eat chocolate constantly and McDonald's constantly. I just imagine like going through my Pinterest boards and being like, I want that outfit. And then it pops out in my exact size, the way I like it, whatever. And that would be the best thing. You wouldn't have to plan any. You can just like plan outfits in the moment. It'd be so nice.
Yeah. I think they would both be awesome. And I am honestly very, very torn. And a lot of it depends on my mood. If I'm hungry, then I want the plate.
If you're naked, then you want the clothes.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying.
Have you guys ever seen that Hannah Montana episode where she
opens her closet, reveals it to her friend?
Yeah, reveals it to her friend, and it's literally this rotating, like, many layers of rotating clothes that she goes through. That was the dream. It was so cool to me. And her friend's like, oh, can I try this on? She's like, sure. The best.
Yeah, I just feel overwhelmed when I have too many clothes. Like, I just don't even wear all these. And then
what are you
going to
do with them? Like, you got to wash all those clothes.
I think that the idea is that you wear them and then you get to put them back in the closet and they disappear. Unless you want to keep them and sell them or donate them to poor children.
That seems really...
Oh, even better. I'm definitely doing the closet.
I don't think the children...
Unrealistic.
Yeah, the children won't fit in Corey's clothes.
Maybe I would just get children's clothes out of my closet.
Oh, that's
true. But that's not even what I want. So why are you saying...
I don't know.
Okay, are we ready to move on to the next question?
Let's do it. I love the conditions and like the... We're like, what about this?
You have to think through it. These are serious questions. Obviously, based on our discussion so far, they're very serious questions.
Okay, this next one might be a little more serious.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather have a pause button or a rewind button for your life? So would you rather be able to like go back in time and change things, or would you rather be able to stop what's happening right now and like take time?
Okay, I have a question. If you hit the pause button, does everybody around you pause, or can you include people in the pause? So if I want to say like, oh, I wish I could spend more time
this is a would you rather question.
I need more information.
I think this question kind of centers more around like regrets, you know, because people usually want to go back to change things that they've done in their life, you know? And what I think about is like, would I go back and change things, or would I want to stop and have more time to think about things? So I would choose the pause button because I've already thought about like going into the past and changing things, and I don't want to do that. Because everything that has happened to me has led up to who I am now, and everybody around me And I don't want to change any of that. So I'm like, nah, that's not for me. So the pause button, though, it's like, I'm not changing anything. I just got a little more time. Maybe like more time to sleep in, more time to think about something.
Sold.
You know, I just, I think there, the it sleeping. Would be more useful. I wouldn't be messing with things I don't want to mess with. Yeah, the timeline. So that's why I would not want the rewind button.
I agree. I think, yeah, the pause button would be awesome because so often I'm so busy with life that I forget to do things that I enjoy, you know? So like, it would be really awesome to just be able to hit pause and like read a book. Like, when was the last time I had time to read a book for fun? I do think, however, sometimes in life I forget to listen to people and I wish that I had like, you know, on like Netflix, it has like the 15 second rewind button. Like, there are times in life where I wish that I had a button like that because I'm like, wow, I forgot to listen for the last 15 seconds. I wish I could just, whoop, you know, go back.
That would be nice.
But, yeah.
I'm for the pause button as well. I feel like there's so many times in my life where I always go back to it. But one of my favorite moments of a day is right when I get home from work. It's like 5:30 a.m. It's still dark. But you can hear, now you can hear the birds. Mm. You can hear the birds start to wake up and everything. And it's just everything's just so quiet. And it's really nice. I wish I just had a pause button and I could just like sit outside. No one's out there. It's so nice. I could grab a book if I wanted to. I could just, you know, sleep outside if I wanted to. And no one's going to, you know.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Step on
you. So, yeah, that's it. But just to, you know, pause some moments in my life where I just like wanted to just exist and not have time just keep going. Because then like the hour's up and you have to go do your next thing or whatever. So,
yeah, I definitely agree about like, I mean, there definitely are things that I regret in my life, but I don't necessarily want to change them because looking back, like, that's where I learned the most. If the rewind button was more like I can go relive certain things, I think there's, like, some very high moments in my life that I would love to, like, go back to France for an afternoon and, like, relive some of that. Or, you know, even, like, in 10 years being able to come and just, like, be in this situation again I think would be super fun. But it's not, like, oh, I want to rewind to
change anything.
It's more like I would want to be like back in this situation, interacting with the same people in the same state I was in at that point.
That makes a lot of sense.
But I don't think that was really
I think that's a cool way to look at it because for me, it was just like, yeah, that's not what I want. But like, if you could go back and just relive like really important moments of your life or really fun or emotional or whatever, I think that would be awesome. Well, I would still choose the pause button.
Yeah. Well, but then I can go back and just re-sleep for a night. And then that's like the pause button too.
I don't know if it works like that. I don't know if it doesn't. But
this is your would you rather. Oops. You can decide.
It might.
I don't know. Framed in that context, I'm tempted to pick the rewind button. Because I think back on like our trip to San Diego and just like being able to relive one of our nights at Sunset Cliffs, you know, like that was.
I cried too much there. I don't want to do that.
It would be really, and I have like a really bad memory and sometimes it makes me kind of sad to like look back on my past and realize how much I've forgotten. And so like it would be really, really awesome to be able to go back and relive these memories that have kind of staled with age, you know, and become fuzzied with age. So I think that would be really awesome too.
It's like a diary, but you didn't have to write anything down. You can just choose a date.
Yeah.
Whoa. You are the diary.
If that's what it is, then I pick the rewind button actually. I wouldn't want to change anything, but being able to relive moments.
I think I would still choose the pause button because I don't know. There's just something about, to me, like, if I'm going back and reliving things, they might lose their, it's like the plate. Like, you might not enjoy it as much anymore. It's like, okay, well, now I'm desensitized to that memory and that experience. And I don't know if it would really be like that because we can't do that. But I would appreciate, just in my life, who I am, I would just love to have more time. I'm the kind of person that's like, I think of everything that I want to say hours after the conversation. I've had time to process now. I'm like, okay, this is everything that I want to say now, but it's too late. So if I had time to like, one of the things that I think about is just time to think and just think about and ponder and try and work through things that are happening in my life.
Think of a good comeback.
Yeah. You're stupid.
Or it's like you pause and then you turn, like, have you seen those movies where they pause and then they like turn to the camera and they're like, in this situation, one might do this, but instead I'm going to do this. And they like, it like starts playing again.
You live in your own personal soap opera.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I already do that.
We know, Corey.
Okay, our next question is going to be, would you rather be able to speak any language or be able to communicate with aminals?
Animals.
I would pick language because honestly, I don't think animals would have all that, like, very many interesting things to say. I think that they'd be like my dogs. Let me tell you, one of them has one brain cell and the other one is just angry all the time. She's like a nasty little cur with no teeth. And so, like, I don't think that their thoughts would be all that profound. It would probably be like, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. And then the other one would be like, I gotta poop, I gotta poop, I gotta poop. You know, give me snacks, give me snacks. Yeah. Anyway, so, like, I don't think that animals would necessarily have, like, very profound thoughts or things to share. And obviously, some animals are smarter than others. Probably the majority of animals are smarter than my two wiener dogs with their one brain cell each. But to be able to communicate in any language would be awesome. Imagine how fun it would be to travel the world. Mm-hmm. Oh, you could totally go anywhere, communicate with anybody. Like, you could go to, like, the remotest places and be able to speak not only their language but their dialect. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be so cool. Mm-hmm. 100% I would pick language.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's, like, for me, the, like, relationship is just so important. I mean, animals are cool, but they're not humans. Like, they're not that connection you can build with animals. And so, yeah, just being able to, like, hear everyone's stories in their heart language would be so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really love people, so I would also choose the language one. I just want to be able to, yeah, like Angela said, hear their stories, be able to communicate with them, and just, I feel like that would just, yeah, make traveling the world so much easier and much more fun, for sure.
Well, and I love what Angela said. You said heart language, and I mean... Me and Corey have both learned a second language, and I don't know if you felt this way, Corey, but when I learned a second language, I felt like I couldn't truly be myself in the second language for at least the first few months that I spoke it. Like, I felt like I lost a big part of my personality. And so even when you're communicating with somebody who might speak your language, but it's not their native language, you never get – I mean, it's hard to truly get to know somebody when – there's this barrier of language, you know?
So what if you could teach the animals?
Corey wants to justify him choosing the other
thing. I just wanted Corey to be like, well, I hate humans, so.
No, I would definitely also choose humans. I thought there would be a little bit more humans. Of like, humans.
The language.
Yeah, I thought there would be a little more of a like controversy maybe over that. And we'd talk about it a little bit more, but like the first point that was made was like, oh yeah, that's very valid. What do animals even have to say? Yeah. Nothing.
Hold me.
So I agree with everything that was said about language, and I would love to be able to just communicate. Even like in my career that I'm choosing, being able to speak so many different languages would help so much with all the like refugees who are coming in, like connecting people to resources, and just like so much good you could do with that ability.
Mm-hmm.
So our next one is, would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future? So I feel like being able to see 10 minutes into the future is a little bit shallow because Why? Then you're only centering on yourself. Like, what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen like around me? But if you're seeing 150 years in the future, you're more centered around like what's going to happen to my children and my grandchildren and like the human race as we know it. Does that make sense?
Actually, yes, it does. And my first instinct was 10 minutes because I was like, 100 years, 150 years, that doesn't even include me.
Yeah, I'm not even going to be there.
So, I mean, what does that say about me? But but like as you were talking, I started to like actually think about it and be like, whoa. Like every, like I could watch my great grandchildren's lives.
You could watch the world explode.
Or I could watch the world explode. Yes.
You never know.
Then you'd be a crazy prophet lady. Like, world will end in 150 years. Prepare.
But I think it'd be so cool to like be able to watch like my posterity living their lives. And, yeah, just being able to see the direction that the world goes. that would be interesting.
I think for me, the 10 minutes would cause me so much anxiety because, I don't know, just the, I like just kind of not knowing what's next, but the 10 minutes I think would just make me so anxious and, I don't know, because what if you, you know, go 10 minutes in the future and you see yourself getting in a car accident? I don't know. That would scare me.
Well, I think that's kind of the point. It's like, oh, well, then I'm not going to go drive. But like 10 minutes is not even that much time. And I think for me, if I could see 10 minutes into the future, I would look 10 minutes into the future and then a minute would pass and I would look another 10 minutes in the future. It's like, that's all I would ever be doing anymore. That anxiety, it's like, okay, I need to know what's going to happen.
I need to know what's next.
I spend the rest of my life just looking into the future.
Mm. Well, I have a very valid point that needs to be made. Think about That's So Raven. Did you guys ever watch that show?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's kind of her power. True. She can see just a little bit into the future. And the whole premise of that show is things going wrong because she's trying to prevent what she sees in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, I mean, science.
But and the
based on That's So Raven, science.
Science.
And on the other side, like the 150 years in the future, you can prepare the world for whatever's going to happen. So if there's like another, whatever's going to happen, if there's another pandemic outbreak or whatever, or the world's going to end, you know, you'd be like, okay, let's get ready.
You really would be the crazy prophet lady.
I actually think I would be the crazy prophet lady. Oh,
Bailey would definitely be the crazy prophet.
Well, why wouldn't you? What are you supposed to do with that information?
You're just going to sit there?
Just keep it for yourself? I think I would go insane knowing 150 years in the future, dinosaurs are going to come back.
Jurassic Park is real.
Yeah, I would need to tell someone. What about you, Angela?
I don't think I want to see in the future.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, that's not one of the
options. That's not an option.
Although that, I think that's valid. Explain why you wouldn't want to see into the future.
Well, I constantly am like planning things, and like something I'm working on is trying to just like live in the present. And I think Corey's right of like, if I'm looking 10 minutes in the future, then that's going to be controlling the things I do now. But like seeing 150 years into the future, part of me, like you were saying of like, oh, well, we can warn people. Well, there's things we know scientifically that's not just from That's So Raven that probably.
Are you saying That's So Raven isn't scientific?
No. I'm saying, I'm like, there are things that we know that like negative impacts we're having on the earth. True. Or like a pandemic could happen. If you look in history, there are pandemics that happen. Mm-hmm. So like, why aren't we preparing for them now anyway? Like, why aren't we making better steps to better the world now without having a vision of the future? Because we already kind of have that vision of the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why. And then if I looked 150 years into the future, then that's also going to be consuming my brain for the rest of my life also.
Mm-hmm.
And so so as someone who is constantly looking into the future already, I want to live in the now. And so I don't necessarily want to see what's happening in the future.
Dang. Now I feel guilty. Wow. For
yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I actually kind of feel that way for like most superpower questions. Like if you had a superpower, what would it be? I'm like, I wouldn't choose one because then like I would be impacting the world in like a different way and everything would change. Mm-hmm. And like then the world wouldn't really be the world. It wouldn't be like, mm-hmm. let's focus on like who we are and what we are now and what we can do. So I really relate to what you said. But you still have to choose.
I know, I was like, but you have to choose.
Yeah, I mean, I think the 150 years, just so I'm not because like yeah, Corey was right. saying, like, I just constantly be looking mm-hmm. 10 minutes into the future, and that would be crazy. Like, you're like living two lives simultaneously that happen.
Glad we can immediately all agree on that one.
Okay, next one is going to be, would you rather live in a treehouse or a cave?
Treehouse, 100%.
Yeah, treehouse. Sienna's contemplating over there. Really?
There's no windows in a cave.
Yeah. And it's yeah, tree wet.
Well, I just
treehouses could be about wet
it
too.
Because like it would be pretty dope. Like
I mean, that's true.
I mean,
to live in a cave? Be a cave person?
Be like, yeah. I mean, like bring your friends home and just party it up in a
it's
cave.
So cold.
It would be like a constant camp
you have,
party.
Have a fire.
You're living in the cave. You're not just surviving, like you're living, you just like you would live in a treehouse, you know.
Also, you can be like,
or in a normal
the
house.
Cave troll. Welcome to my home. I would still live in a treehouse, but like
I think the treehouse would be more homey.
Okay, that's true. I think about Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love these resources that we're citing in all of these.
That's what I think of. If I had like the little underground river, and I had these different banks that I can turn into different things. And I had maybe like a pirate stash. That would be so, not a pirate stash like treasure, but like a mustache. Just kidding.
Oh, I was like a pirate stash.
Yes, that's good.
A pirate stash. No, if I had like I could like deck out my cave, I think I would definitely choose a cave. As long as it had like that underground river, because that just would change everything for me. A cave is a cave, but a cave with a river?
Yeah, see, the reason why I hesitated is because a treehouse is just a house, just up high. Mm-hmm. But a cave would be cool.
I think a cave would be so cool.
A cave is more unique, but, like, at least for me, the sunlight would be super important for my mental health.
I guess if it's, like, I have a second home and it's either a treehouse or a cave, I would pick a cave. Okay. But if I have to live 100% of my time in this home, I would pick the treehouse.
I feel like I would agree with that.
Yeah. I would just take vitamin D supplements.
Get a sunlight and you're fine.
I would just stare at my phone all day. That provides light.
Yeah, it does. I basically already live in a cave.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, man. Thanks for answering that. Did everyone answer? Everyone was treehouse except for me. And Sienna's like 50-50, depending.
Yeah.
Okay. I would 100% of the time choose a cave as long as it had the river. And maybe like pirate condition. Booty.
The popcorn or the treasure?
That's a popcorn? Definitely not that.
Isn't it like white cheddar?
Yeah.
Popcorn?
Yep.
It's good. Sorry, that's totally not relevant.
Okay. Our next question. Would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat or never eat meat again?
Spencer's laughing at us. Because we're all like deep in thought.
I know, we all like looked upwards too. We all. As if
I already have my answer. For
all right,
this
then
one,
you tell us while we think about it.
Go for it, and then
because I've already read these and like thought about them a little bit. Okay, good. I would never eat meat again for two reasons. Number one, I don't want to hunt for my food. It's just not convenient.
That's fair.
Just not convenient. Second reason. I saw this video of a cow in someone's bed the other day, and it was the most adorable thing.
What?
It was adorable. This is the cutest little cow in someone's bed, and it almost convinced me to be vegetarian in that moment. Whoa. I, like, thought, I was like, okay, I gotta eat less meat. So I'm already, like, on the verge. So, like, if I had to kill and butcher an animal, I just don't think I could handle that.
You made Spencer cry.
He's crying tears for the cute little
cow in the bed.
In the bed.
It's the like in the bed part that gets me.
The cow in the bed. I think I agree with you though. The act of having to kill an animal.
I only like yourself. To indirectly kill animals.
Yeah. That's how I prefer. No, true. Yeah. And it's just the time. I want my McDonald's chicken nuggies fast.
Here are my thoughts. I would pick needing to hunt and kill my own food, my own meat. But here's why. I just want that option open. Mm. So I would mostly live a vegetarian life. But every once in a while, like, say my family wants to go hunting, then I can go hunting and then I can have venison. Mm-hmm. You know, like I would want that option open. I don't think I would use it probably at all or ever. But I would pick that just to have the option there.
I don't think that's how this question works.
Why not?
I think
not?
It's supposed to be black and white. Like, either you hunt
Corey,
for your food,
I answered
or
the
you
question
don't.
In a very valid way.
Either you hunt, okay? Either you hunt for your food or you
well,
don't.
Well, no, it's not hunting for all your food. Yeah. It just says hunting for your
yeah,
meat.
Yeah, but like if you...
It just says hunting for your
that's
meat.
That's like a cop-out though, Sienna.
No, because I was going to say the same thing, Corey.
We could all say the same thing and then this question is just a wash.
Well, okay, but I agree with Sienna in the sense of, like, I am willing to kill for my meat occasionally, but, I would still eat mostly a vegetarian diet. But it's the fact that now, like, I will do the work to get the meat maybe, like, once a year or something. Or, like Bailey was saying, I want my chicken nuggets, so I have the ability to bless people with chicken nuggets when I am willing to do the work of killing and cleaning
should,
the chicken.
You should make us homemade chicken nuggets.
Okay, I will.
Oh, please.
But I will not kill a chicken for it. I'll go to the store.
You have to. You already answered the question.
I think in that context, I'd still be a vegetarian.
Because I would bless you with meat.
Yes. No.
I do. I think I wouldn't. I still wouldn't kill anything.
It's because of the cow in the bed.
Because of that poor little bed cow.
But, like, think, like, I already, like, go fishing, you know?
Yeah, I don't like to gut fish.
Like, I filleted fish before. Mm-hmm. And, like, to not be able to do that, to not be able to, like, go out fishing with my dad, I would hate that. I want to go fishing with my dad, You know? So, like...
See, and that's not my family, so I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, on the flip side, you could still go fishing. You just can't eat it.
But I want to eat the fish that I get. Because they're delicious. That's why I picked what I picked. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, one more question. Yeah. Julie's telling us one more question.
Would you rather eat a mummy in one sitting or throughout the course of a year?
What? I hate that
I like
question.
To savor my mummies.
Imagine you'd have to take a bite every day. Ooh.
Yeah, well, or you have to do it in one sitting.
New Year's Eve. You have a whole year to eat it.
Oh, that's terrible. I don't like that question. Okay, Corey, what's your question?
I've got a lot of questions. I'm like, which one is the best one here?
The mummy question.
No.
I don't think it's the mummy question.
Rude.
Okay. Would you rather spend the weekend with pirates or ninjas?
Pirates. Pirates.
Why?
Because...
That's my first instinct, but why?
Yeah. Sienna loves Pirates of the Caribbean. So.
I do love Pirates of the Caribbean. But, I mean, think about, like, they could take you out on, like, their boat. And you
can get pirate booty.
You can get pirate booty and a pirate stash.
The popcorn and the hair.
But, like, I just think it would be fun to, like, go out on, like, a pirate ship and just, like, spend a day with pirates. Like, maybe they would be awful and maybe they would be really nasty. I don't know. But, like, that just sounds more fun to me than, like, watching a bunch of men in tight black clothes. Men and women. Because
that's right. Because anyone can be a ninja.
Anybody can be a ninja.
Anyone can
But cook. Watching people in... a tight black clothes just like do flips and throw stars, stuff that I can't do, you know. Mm-hmm. But like I could have a party on a pirate ship.
You could drink rum.
Yeah, bring out the rum.
You could get scurvy.
Has all the rum gone?
I'd pack a couple oranges.
Well,
in my
also
pockets.
It's a weekend. She's not gonna die of scurvy in a weekend.
You can still get it.
You can get a monkey though. I agree with Sienna. Yeah. I would definitely do pirates.
Yeah,
because they're so much more fun than ninjas. I feel like they're also kind of quiet. Like they don't talk.
And rigid.
And they're like, spies, kind of. And so, like, but pirates are just loud and they party and they pillage and plunder and whatever the heck they do.
And it doesn't require, like, any additional skills that I don't have.
You're right. You can literally just run through the streets and they'll be like, oh,
except
pirates,
for maybe, like,
pirates.
Holding a dagger in your teeth. That might be a little hard not to get cuts.
And
not to get otter pop cuts.
Yeah, and learning to hold your booze, I think that's an acquired skill.
Oh, I could not do that.
Yeah. No, I agree. Definitely pirates, because you'd have more fun. And like Corey said, I'd
be a party.
Like, I can participate as a pirate. As a ninja, I'd sit there and watch and be like, wow, you're way cooler than I am. And I'm going to give us away. So
does your answer change if you get the ninja skills?
No.
Would you
no.
choose to go with ninjas?
I don't want to just sit in the dark and like kill people. I'd rather sit on the ocean and kill people.
I'd rather burn down
and get that booty.
Burn down a coastal town. Yeah.
Cause fire and water are more fun than darkness.
All right. I think it's unanimous.
And have
then.
You
I would
seen
definitely choose
Captain
pirates.
Jack Sparrow? Just kidding.
Yeah, you could have those dreads too.
Yes.
And the stash.
And the run. And the bad luck.
And the run.
He runs weird.
Yeah, I know. We should film a video of us running down the street.
I think
like
we should not. But it's okay. Anyway.
All right. Well, that's all the questions that we've got time for. I've still got a million more, but Julie doesn't want us to have more.
Yeah. It's Julie's fault.
It's all Julie.
Would you rather continue answering questions or respect Julie's wishes? Okay, that's it.
Well, that's all the time that we've got today, so thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on social media, and remember, if you leave us a review, we'll send you a little sticker. So...
You're right.
So do that.
Do that.
Don't do it.
Okay.
We love you guys. We love you all so much. It hurts.
Okay, bye.
That was such a good outro. Yay.